It's a guy from the 70s who has a new dance remix of his hits available at Target, David Cassidy.
David, did they warn you I was going to get all dopey on you?
Wow. What an intro.
I know you're...
Good God, y'all.
I know you're used to it.
Oh, yeah. I'm just absolutely used to it. Can we do that again? I love that. jumping out of his poster.
You don't understand. This is me and every other woman in America. But, you know, I had your poster on the wall. And if you only knew how many times I sang, "Hey, I think I love you," into my hairbrush, you would be so creeped out right now.
No, I wouldn't. Actually, I've seen it and heard it. So many people have come clean with me about that. You know, I used to sing into my hairbrush like I was you.
And may I say, I looked a lot like you. I had the shag and the puka shells.
Did you?
Yes.
I'm responsible for so many important things in our culture. Puka shells.
Let me say, it looked much better on you. I also had a unibrow. You don't want to know.
Confessions by Stephanie Miller.
I'm just going to have dreams about this all night. By the way, you're about 20 years late calling, but still.
Okay. No, you know what? The idea that we actually are making this happen is a beautiful thing, don't you think?
It really is. And by the way, may I just say, I've seen the pictures of you. You are still smoking hot.
Oh, thank you. Well, you know what? I haven't seen any photographs of you recently, but do you still have the unibrow?
No, the unibrow has been shaved.
Oh, good. You know, I think that's going to work for you. I really do.
No, and I want you to know that I was as old as the youngest Partridge and the youngest Brady. So you technically would have been a pedophile if you actually had been with me in the 70s. I just want you to know that, Damon.
Now, thank you. This is something that will never be on my resume, okay? Let's just clear this up right now. I like older women.
Mm-hmm. Let me just tell you that when I heard you had a CD coming out, it's the Partridge Family Hits set.
You know, it's more like a club mix, house mix, and we went back and redid a lot of my early hits from both the Partridge Family and also David Cassidy hits. And I think, honestly, the project was, for me, the most adventurous, the most frightening, because I really wanted to pay homage to the songs themselves, which I think are great. And I think we did that, and it's...
Let me just tell you, when my producer told me David Cassidy and contemporary dance music, I was all over that like a cheap suit, because I love dance music, and I love you, as you know, with the heat of 1,000 white-hot suns. So this is... we have to do... Can we do the I Think I Love You?
Yeah.
Play this, yeah. It's just going right in my iPod.
I'm sleeping and right in the middle of a good dream. Like all at once I wake up.
Yeah.
Something that keeps knocking at my brain. Before I go insane, I hold my pillow to my head and sit up in my bed, screaming out the words I've dreamt.
Everybody say, I love you. I seriously love it. And I know that you mentioned in an interview that your son, who is 16, you had him and two of his friends, and you said, okay, be honest. And all three of them said, that is way cool.
Yeah, and they looked at me like, is that possible? Am I looking at my friend's dad going, God, you're actually pretty cool? Yeah, it was great. And, I am pretty excited about it. It's the first time I've been on the cover of Billboard in 17 years. So yeah.
Do they still have Tiger Beat? Is that magazine?
I don't know. I know it's... I'm sure it's probably surprising to you and all of your audience, but I haven't bought one recently. You know, I don't buy the magazine, but...
I'm telling you, somewhere Donny Osmond is doing a disco version of Bad Apple. He is green with jealousy.
Oh, Lord.
This is, and may I just say, I've just lost my entire female demographic because every woman listening right now hates me.
I don't think so. I don't think so. Copping to the fact that you had a unibrow is big. And I think people really, really appreciate that. Honestly.
No, trust me. Not since I had a date with Greg Brady have women hated me as much as they hate me right now. But David, I wish you so much luck. I've heard, because I know people that know you, that you're such a nice guy, and I'm so thrilled for you.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. And if you get a chance, go to Target, and I'm really proud of the material. And
Target.com. It's David Cassidy Part 2, the remix.
Yep.
I am so putting this in my iPod. You have no idea.
Or you can go to davidcassidy.com and listen and download some of it and get a chance to hear it. So God bless you, and I really appreciate it, Stephanie.
Thank
and
you for making my childhood dreams come true.
Oh, no, let's continue.
By the way, this call also going in my iPod, but that's a whole other.
Have a great day.
You too. There he goes. David Cassidy, there he goes.